We're back here and we're underway, and a yellow card for Matthias Barrett after what was an innocuous enough challenge, but probably just a little bit on the high side. We played a minute and a half here in Tuam Stadium, and already, Frank, we've had a point for Galway to go 11-4 up.
Yeah, Matthew Tierney wins the throw-in, puts it through to Liam Pori Costello, and he lays it off to Liam, who pops it over the bar inside 60 seconds, or inside 30 seconds probably, and a great start for Galway. And, you know, to add to that lead is really, really important, because we've always said, you know, 5 minutes before half-time, 5 minutes after the interval, it's important to settle into a game. We remember the Galway seniors just not getting to the pace of the game at the start of the second half and simply finding it very hard to get into. So thankfully the Galway boys have done so here, and hopefully they can maintain that. But Mayo certainly coming back into it now, because they're playing a little bit more direct, as we saw from a couple of passages of play already.
Now Mayo coming forward, but Galway have extra players back there, including Conor Newell, Rory Cunningham, the man who got that point at the start of the second half, his second. And now Galway leading 11-4 can drive on and see, can they get another score? Cunningham laying the ball across the far side of the field. A lovely little ball from Silk, and a little pull again on the full forward, Pori Costello. Well, one thing you can say what you like about this referee, but he must be one of the fittest in the game, because he's able to spot these fouls from 50, 60 yards off the ball and run in and give it. And that's the second time now he's penalised the fullback Rory Brickenden for pulling back Pori Costello for making the run from off the ball.
You know, and I suppose that's something that happens regularly in game, as many forwards will testify too. But, you know, he's picking up on those today, and very much to Galway's advantage, because Galway are actually playing, you know, Pori Joyce has directed them to play the pop pass, 30, 40 yard pass, popping it through to forwards, and defenders were worried about it, and they're just getting a hand in there, an arm in there, and the referee is spotting it. And a relatively easy free for Galway, but it's an important free, because it makes the widens the gap now 12 points to 4.
Yeah, ball tapped up and over the bar, so that's another score for Galway. That point tapped over the bar from Pori Costello, so he takes the ones that are just central or to the left. Darragh Sill kicking the ones to the right, but Costello getting his second point, his first from a free. 12-4 for Galway. This game is very comfortable at the moment, but now that could change in an instant. Mayo coming forward, and the referee says over carrying. This is turning into a bit of a nightmare for Mayo.
Yeah, and if you're a Mayo person, I think at this stage you'd be a little bit disappointed with that one. Maybe he was correct at the far end, but you know, you'd have to say that the free count now is favouring Galway at this point, and they're frees in crucial positions.
What a take from Liam Costello. An extraordinary bit of play. Darragh Sill gets it off him. Lovely little jink. Looked like he was fouled. He's got a man on the shoulder. Bursting his way through Costello. This could be the curtain as he puts it in over the hell. I was going to say, this could be curtains if he got the back of the net there. He decided to put it up and over the bar. Wonderful expansive football. But Liam Costello there to take the possession and what was at best a 40-60 ball. And
absolutely,
he's up to kick the point after it.
Absolutely. Fantastic bit of stuff. A fantastic player. And he's having a great game here today. Linked up nicely there by Darragh Sill. Quick little layoff. And as you said, he could have gone further. He could have gone for the back of the net in that instance. And it could have been an early exit for Mayo. But it's 13 points to 4 now. 9-point advantage.
Yeah, it's a strong lead for Galway. But at the other end, Pori Joyce is just looking, because looks like Kieran Potter could be getting a yellow card. And it is for something that happened in that last attack where Mayo were penalised. I think it might have been a shoulder into the back that the referee didn't like. That's what he's indicating anyway. So the kick out now coming out of the middle of the field. Again, that's a comfortable catch for Evan O'Brien. Nobody near him. And he drives forward, kicks it into space. Who's back there defending for Galway? Oh, it's another tremendous bit of work back there in the Galway defence. Tommy Gozo does well to pick it up ahead of Owen McFadden. McFadden just overrunning the ball. Another brilliant bit of blocking. Galway's blocking has been unbelievable. Evan O'Brien gets the possession, pops it across. Tommy Conroy in there, but there's been a late tackle on Evan O'Brien, which has kind of undone some of the good work there. And this will be a free to Mayo. But if you're going to concede a free, it's not a simple one, and at least it's going to ask a question of Evan O'Brien. And he must be feeling immense pressure right now, because he just simply has to get this. And just 5.5 minutes gone in the second half. Mayo are on the back foot. Here's O'Brien. Gets a beautiful curl on it, though. Oh, he's got all the skills. That's a lovely, lovely score. What a
lovely,
kicker.
Lovely score by him. You know, it's close to the 45 metre line. It probably was close to 45 metres from the goal. Beautiful bit of skill by him, and a beautiful curl on it. And it's important for Mayo to get that score, just to, because had they missed that, they would be in trouble. And Mayo start to ring the changes now. Mayo begin to dominate around the middle of the field, and that's what you'd expect from them. So it's an important area, as we mentioned. Galway did well the first half, but Galway need to come back into it now around the middle.
13 points to 5 Galway lead here with 6 minutes gone in the second half. And there's again all sorts of going on here in the sideline, I think, as potential substitutes are being lined up. Mayo bringing in Nathan Moran. Let's see where this kick out goes. Oh, up goes Tierney. This is fantastic. Even Pori Joyce puts his hands up in the air to acclaim that one. What a bit of play that was from Tierney. Off it goes. Lovely bit of play from Galway's Michael Cullahan, the Sultan Lotna Caraman, who's come in. So double substitutions there. Two number 20s. Galway playing it short. Rory Cunningham looking for support. Darragh Silk just been a bit too clever. Might still work out. But again, it's just one pass too many through a crowded goal mouth. And that really wasn't needed. And now it's going to be a free out to Mayo.
Yeah, just need to be careful at this stage. Not to be too fancy with it. It would have been a brilliant little touch. But it really wasn't on.
Mayo playing it, hand passing it across their own half back line. Again, going for a bit of a fancy pickup. The number 5 there, Aaron McDonald. And he's dumped out over the sideline. Referee didn't like the challenge though. And he's right. I mean, there's no way that couldn't be a free for Mayo the way he shunted Aaron McDonald out over the sideline there. And McDonald isn't getting up too quick either. I suppose in these instances, sometimes the referee sees how badly injured the player is and then decides to produce a card or not. But again, all of this is coming from Darragh Silk's kick pass that was intercepted that really could have been much safer. A simple ball out to the wing. And Gawain probably just need to just go through the phases here now. Hold on to the ball. Keep the scoreboard ticking
exactly.
over.
Exactly. Keep the scoreboard ticking over and just don't concede a goal at the other end of the field. Now, Aaron McDonald, I would imagine, you know, the push was a push, but it probably went into the hoardings on the far side or the fencing or whatever it was. It's probably close to the sideline there. It's probably dangerously close.
Yeah, there's no more than about 3 metres, I would say, from the sideline to actually where the wire fence is. But I don't think he was pushed that far. I think it was more the fact of how he landed. But nonetheless, this will hold the game up. And to be honest, it probably suits Galway a little bit, the fact that there's a delay here. Mayo are the ones trying to generate a little bit of momentum right now to somehow get the energy back into their game. And we keep going back to the fact that Mayo started the game on their terms, Frank, and they changed it.
Absolutely, you know, that they went deep into defence and allowed Galway to come at them, and Galway did get the scores which they needed to get with the breeze. But I do feel there's an awful lot more in this Mayo side, and that we'll see that before the final whistle. The big enemy that they have now is the clock. And if Galway don't concede a goal, it puts fierce pressure on Mayo.
Well, you have to think at 13 points, if Galway get 3 more, that's got to be an unassailable lead. Unless Mayo go on a serious, serious run where they don't miss a shot from here to the finish. So the odds are definitely stacked in Galway's favour, but a lot can change. Here's one possession. Referee again spotting the pull of the hand. He is right.
He is right, yep.
And it's going to be a free to Mayo. Driving forward now is the cornerback, and that's Oisin Mullen. Mullen trying to jink inside. Matthias Barrett does well. Galway's marking is tight, but can Ross Mahon get close enough there to put pressure on Aidan Orme, who's gone out of this game since the opening stages? Mayo now looking for a killer pass. Lovely ball across. Bounces over Tommy. No, he gets it. Lovely bit of play. Should be a score. That's a fantastic kick. Has he got it? He has. Tommy Conroy judging the bounce brilliantly. And that's a score out of nothing. Owen McFadden just a little bit off the pace there. And both cornerbacks still reminded that they've got a job of work to do to stay on top of their men.
Yeah, they're the danger men. That was from Orme into Conroy. And he just got onto the ball. McFadden was ahead of him, but he just slowed, really. And Conroy just took advantage of it.
Kick out from Oran Burke is long, but it's out to the far side. And David McBrien has come in there for Mayo, and he's picking up the pieces. And now there's the start of a bit of momentum for Mayo, led by Oisin Mullen. The Kilmaine man is getting on a lot of ball, but he's given that one away. A hand pass into tight traffic, picked up by Darragh Silk. Now, can he use possession a bit better this time? Darragh jinking and turning, and then a heavy hit. Clothesliner, and this will be repercussions. There's one or two loose tackles going in there, Frank, and I wouldn't be surprised to see a red in the next 5 minutes.
Yeah, unfortunately for the Mayo man, Darragh Silk was in very low. You know, he did take a something to the side
it's
of the face.
It's a yellow, no more.
Yeah, it is, yeah. But Darragh is very, very low, and he's a big man, number 20. I just don't have his name. It doesn't come
to
hand.
Yeah, he came in there. That's Nathan Moran, the Hollymount Carrimore man, who came in the last 5 minutes. So can count himself a little bit unfortunate, but it's a yellow all day long. And what's more is Darragh Silk can kill a few seconds here by staying down. And these are stoppages that it's awful hard, Frank, to generate momentum when the game is so busy.
Yeah, absolutely. As you said, Mayo did have the momentum there. They got 2 good scores. And the last one was a dangerous attack from a Galway perspective. There was a goal opportunity there. But the momentum is broken again. But it's important now for Galway to go score for score at least. Keep the scoreboard ticking over, not to let the momentum entirely go to Mayo.
Well, Mayo have turned to Cuba for a bit of help. Cuba Callaghan is coming in, and he's from the Ballyhadreen club, so he comes in and he replaces Stephen McGreal. And I don't know, I think Stephen McGreal can feel hard done by, and not that they wouldn't have left him in there, but he got so little ball.
Absolutely, he didn't get an awful lot of ball inside. But I do notice the Mayo mentors are going for a little bit of physicality, a little bit of height now.
this Liam Costello is something else, Frank. He's such a low centre of gravity. He's a genius of a player, soloing left and right. He's already got 5 points on his own game, so he'll be really happy with the way things are going. A lot of steps over there. The half whistle was blown there, and again a free to Darragh Silken. Probably count himself a little bit lucky to get it there at that instant.
Yeah, quite fortunate. You know, I thought he took a lot of steps initially. Probably the foul went in, but he was very fortunate. Another free would have given a free against him.
Well, guess who Galway are bringing over with that left-footed bomb? It's Matthew Tierney. Now, he had to be seen to be believed in Kiltoom, the point he kicked from the 45 on the left touchline. Here, he's kicking from about 6 metres closer, but with the breeze against, it's probably a similar type of thump he's going to have to give the ball, but a prodigious boot. This is one of those where, with the breeze blowing straight into his face on that diagonal, he probably just needs to kick it straight through in a straight line. There won't be any bend on this. It's almost like a goalie would take a kick out. Let's see how he strikes it. Left footed, slips, but gets great contact. Is it just going to cross? It is, just to the right-hand side and wide. But my God, he gets some distance on those
kicks. Absolutely. I'm surprised he hadn't been taking them a little bit earlier on. But no, Darragh Silk did well. But certainly it did, waste the 30 seconds.
Well, into the breeze. A guy who kicked the ball off the ground is worth his weight in gold. 13-6 Galway lead. 12 and a half minutes have flown by. So Galway are managing the clock pretty well. Mayo have pulled back a couple of points from 13-4 to 13-6, but it's not nearly enough given the time frame involved. Let's see where this breaking ball works out. It's Mayo who get it. Both teams taking kind of 4 or 5 kickouts in a row at a time and using the dominance. And again, I don't blame Gavin Durkin. He's really mad with the referee, not that he'd let him go on that occasion with the advantage. Free to Mayo. Again, Galway very happy to play this stop-start type of game. Keep it tight. They don't mind conceding the odd point and hope to pick one off themselves at the other end. Galway defending stoutly over there, McFadden, but Tommy Conroy is there, and in the end the ball is blocked out for a sideline ball to Mayo. This is kickable if somebody has the courage to go for it, but no, it's going to be short to Gavin Durkin, trying to burst his way through a couple of players. Galway anxious not to foul again. A Mayo man going to ground, and it's a cheap free again given away. Boot going in as Darragh Silk is the man who shrugs his head, having been penalised in that instant. And that's really just a poor, poor decision to make with 4 Galway players around a Mayo man. What it does mean is that the pressure is on to kick this ball over the bar. Let's see who's going to take this one. Could well be Aidan Orm, who's over there with the left peg, to have a pop at this one. Tommy Conroy hovering in around the goal. So too is Cuba Callaghan. This free from Orm will be from about 35 yards out on the right hand side. Gets good purchase, but across the goals and wide. Had no problem with the distance, but maybe Galway can count themselves a little bit fortunate that they've escaped on that occasion. And there's no doubt that the energy is kind of sucked out of this game in the last few minutes, and that's of Galway's making. They're happy with the lead they've created, and there's no doubt they're managing it at the moment.
Yeah, it's a very start game, and it's suiting Galway at the minute. Mayo struggling to get any momentum, but you know, Mayo brought in a couple of substitutions and they're along the middle, so they want to dominate the kickouts at this stage. So really that is their tactic, so it's important for Galway just to work on that area.
Galway can't afford to stay asleep for much longer though, as Mayo come forward trying to work the ball through. Good play from Liam Boyle to intercept there. Very tight here. Liam Costa jinking left and right. It's like a boxer ducking and diving, and somehow in a forest of players gets a left footed kick pass up along the line towards Connor Newell, who does well in the off chance then to load it up along the line towards Pori Costa. Again, look at the energy from Costa. We've played 15 minutes of the second half and still he's going full tilt. Costa, man all alone inside, and didn't look up was Cullen. An opportunity there, in fact, bursting his way through. There was Michael Cullen, who's got the free in. But if he lifted his head, Cullen had a man all alone inside waiting to put the ball into the net, and a Galway goal right now would kill the game.
Absolutely, but fortunately from a Galway perspective, he does get the free. It was a missed opportunity. There was a couple of players over there waiting for the pass. He just didn't get the head up in time. Had he done so, as you said, there was a clear goal opportunity.
All of this coming from the great work of Liam Costello in his own half back line with an extraordinary bit of play. Darragh Silk kicks that one very high, but he gets it between the posts, and that's all that matters.
Very high.
Silk having a very profitable afternoon. He's having a great evening. That's his 6th point, and he's done very well so far. 1 from play, 5 frees, so he's done really well. But can Galway maintain this advantage? 14-6 their lead. Ball, huge drive down the middle of the field. Where's the break? Works out well for Galway. Jack Lynn picking it up. He's made an impact, but now he's all alone and he needs to somehow get rid of the ball. Jack Lynn dispossessed, no support whatsoever. 3 Mayo players around him, and picking it up is Paul Towey. Kicked a couple of points in this game, needs to get another one now, you'd think. Nice ball off to Paddy Goldrick. Goldrick looking for the killer ball inside. Galway's marking his slack. opportunity. Great block down again from Ross Mahan. What a bit of blocking we've seen. An exhibition from the Galway defenders in full-length blocking of a kick.
Absolutely. It's a while since we've seen it in a game. And I suppose because the game is a little bit more traditional in style and there's a lot more kicking in the game, gives the opportunity to defenders to get a block down.
Mick Culhan, nice ball off towards Darragh Silk, lazily up along the line, just kills the pace and then injects a little bit of pace on it as he takes a 1-2 from Pori Costa. Now plays a nice ball across. Is this going to work out? It's not. It's straight to the Mayo man, picked off there by Evan O'Brien. Bit too easy. Good defending by the cornerback Jack Coyne, and the Ballyhonus man now can use his midfielder Evan O'Brien and clear the lines in the shape of Cuba Callaghan. Again, you just feel that Dara Silk is a moment away from that killer pass which could end the game. Mayo up along the line. Tackles going in heavy and hard, but Mayo doing well to extricate themselves from difficulty. And Conor Byrne can now play the ball across via Paddy Goldrick to the waiting arms of Oisín Mullen. Up from cornerback again. Mullen jinking left and right. Handoff from Mulkern, but only as far as the man to watch, Tommy Conroy. Conroy goes off the right, he can kick it either foot, but this one is across the face of the goal and left, and the Galway fans get another surge of energy. 17 and a half minutes in, it's 14 points to 6.
Yeah, good work. You know, you'd have to say, as Miola here used to say one time, the Mayo guys have left the shooting boots at home. You know, they're just not converting those chances. I suppose one of the advantages of playing at home, you're familiar with the surroundings and the pitch itself. And but going back to Darragh Silk, he probably is going looking for that killer pass, but in a game like this, you know, where you should just keep the scoreboard ticking over,
play the percentages.
Exactly, play the percentages. Yeah. Hold on to it.
Good advice from Frank Morris, the Curraghfinn maestro on commentary with us here on Galway Bay FM. And there's no doubt that Frank and all of the Galway people that are here have got the bit between their teeth, and there's a real surge of energy. One thing I noticed as well, Frank, the amount of Galway people that were in early to take over the stand. It's almost like as if the word went out in Tuam, lads. We're not going to let the Mayos get in here and take over our home stand where the most noise comes from.
Yeah, I suppose they were anxious to get in here early anyway. The weather conditions weren't great, but it's a great Galway following, which is really, really important, because it must be very difficult, you know, for a team to go out and to find that your support, you're outnumbered 2-1 or whatever.
Oh, brilliant take on the break from Darragh Silk. He read it and then went to bounce the ball and almost missed it, but somehow picks up the pieces. Good work from Silk. Now a lovely ball over the top. Can Pori Costa get there? He can. It's a beautiful pass. Costa, Mo Giroc, can he get a score? Paul Costa off the right, up and over the bar. What a score from the Dunmore man, his third point of the game. And you talk about direct football, this is old school. Darragh Silk over the top to Costa, took on his man. 15-6 kick out, should be won by Galway. Is marked and stopped with possession, Conor Newell. Newell has made a difference, Frank.
He's had a fantastic game. You know, we talked about the loss of Gavin Burke, but this guy has made a huge difference. He actually caught a kick out because he has to be one of the smallest men in the field.
Kicked a point with his first touch on 25 seconds in the game, and now Galway are playing out time. And that might be a bit dangerous with 11 minutes to go, but they're slowing the game down. Jack Lynn, far side, looking for the run. Surge up the field. Oh, this would be something else if this goes over, but it's dropped into the goalkeeper's hands from Kieran Potter. Now, that was a bit of a mistake, because I think even if it had gone dead, it would have meant that Galway could have reset. But now they're going to have to shrug their way back. Paddy Goldrick bursting out from the back. Mayo must be shell-shocked. 15-6, they trail. Galway, 9 points up in the Connacht Under-20 final. Who'd have foresaw that? As Kieran Gavin, who's come in there in the last few minutes, drops a long ball over. Now this is danger. Galway need to get back. Mulcairn, the shot blazed up and over the bar. Good cover from Oran Burke. He wasn't going to be beaten at that angle. But a little warning as Galway mentor John Kilcannon runs in, as again to say to Matthias Barrett, you have to stop the point of the attack in midfield. The source was the issue there.
Absolutely, yeah. And you'd have to say Ross Mahan overcommitted to the ball, really. He did not play the percentage game there that we talked about. He gambled a little bit on it and let his man inside, and that's danger.
Could well have been a goal, but blazed over from Orm, and so it is 15-7. Still, you cannot make any predictions in this, because a Mayo goal will throw this game wide open.
Absolutely, it's 15-7 at this stage, and underage games in particular can turn very, very quickly, but you know, the time, the clock is ticking away, and certainly favours Galway at the minute.
There's very little short kickouts now. It's everybody out around the middle. Now that surely should have been a foul. That was a blatant pull on Conor Newell, and that was missed by the referee, and a free to Mayo ensues. How big a turning point will that be? It's brought forward 14 metres and now it's up to the 45. These are the moments in which an energy of a game can change. The shot from Evan O'Brien from out the field should be a point now. What should be going the other direction, O'Brien drives it up, drives it high, and drives it over the bar. It's a significant moment in the game. 15-8. Mayo are back to 7,
yeah,
and almost within those two kicks of a ball that could change everything.
Absolutely, yeah, Mayo are still within striking range of Galway, and particularly around the middle of the field, because they brought in the physicality and the height. Their substitutions have all played in the middle third, and Galway struggling with the kick out. But Conor Newell a little bit unlucky there, but that's the way it goes. But you have to comment on the Evan O'Brien's free taking for around the middle of the field is absolutely
top
phenomenal.
Class scale. Now we're in a bit of bother on our own kick out, and the next one, Oran Burke has kicked out all over the sideline on the middle of the field. Granted, he's put plenty of distance there, but Mayo have the ball back in their own half and they come again. Galway've got to come up with a strategy, because Mayo come again. The next Galway kick out will be absolutely crucial, and Burke has got to know it. Galway looking like, again, the Mayo men jumped into him, but a free to Mayo. Galway are getting nervous. You can feel it in the crowd, Frank.
Yeah, Galway need to get possession, especially on the kick out. You know, Matthias Bowers and Matthew Tierney at times overrun the kick out. They just run out over. They just don't get the distance. You'd imagine they'd be much more familiar with their own goalkeeper on his kick out.
Galway need to do something about their own kick out. Possession is with Mayo. They move it quickly. It's into O'Brien. He's now suddenly the danger man. If he gets it anywhere within 50 metres, he goes for another bomb. O'Brien in around the house. This is real danger. It's blocked in. It's caught. A chance. Galway can't afford to concede a penalty. It's in with their midfielder. What's going to happen? Free out. Oh, Gavin Durkin caught the ball on the penalty spot. He had three Galway men around him. And that's one of those decisions that the referee can do anything. And Galway were very disciplined not to put a hand in there, or it would have been a penalty.
It would have been a penalty. And it's one of those situations. Had that happened in the middle of the field, more than likely a free to Mayo. Because it happens in the big square, referees tend not to give the penalty. It's a 50-50 call.
23 minutes gone in the second half. It's far too early for Galway to be seeing a finish line. And yet you can sense through the crowd that Galway are nervous about this. Another point, I think, does it for Galway.
Yeah, just another couple of scores on the board. You mentioned 16 points earlier on. They're just one off that. Just disappointed that Matthew Tierney is not getting into the middle of the field a little bit, because you're left with Conor Newell on the far wing and options in the middle. Matthias Barry is down the middle, but they are struggling for height in that middle third.
Yeah, I have no problem with Matthew Tierney out here on this side one-on-one, but Oran Burke has got to pick him out. He can't afford to be driving it to the far side of the field, which is the natural side that the wind would bring it. And he's almost kicking across the breeze if he's going to try and get it as far as Matthew Tierney. Galway making a change. They need something. And it's Owen Mannion who's coming in. Another of the Milltown Mannions who's coming in, and an opportunity now for them to move it forward. Brilliant kick from defence. Darrasil slips though, and then has his hand pulled as he tries to win it. That should be a free to Galway. It is. Pull along the ground and a foul and a free to Galway. That will just kill a little bit of momentum. In many ways, the fact that that ball dropped short from Evan O'Brien and led to a free out for Galway, which they could take off the hands, gave them all sorts of extra options that meant they could go short with
the kick. Absolutely, they went short with the kick and just held on to possession, and Darrell Sill, Conor Newell doing well up along the wing. And I just noticed that at this stage that
Conor Newell in possession at the moment, as you mentioned, as it goes back to Silk. He goes to try and drop it in around the house. In it goes, in around the house. Matthew Tierney gets a touch on it, but again it's well defended. The goalkeeper Jamie McNicholas is there. No real goal threat from either side as of yet. That was the nearest we saw a ball drop in around the danger zone from a Galway perspective. Mayo did drop one in a few minutes ago, and I think Mayo are now of the knowledge that with 5 minutes to go they need a goal. 15 points to 8, Galway lead, but Mayo surging forward. They know a strong finish could yet yield dividends here in this Connacht under 20 football final in Tuam. They're throwing caution to the wind, and they are surging forward with extra players on left and right. Who's back there? Ross Mann, but only touches out, sparing the waiting arm of the sub. The man who's coming in along the left hand side, Cuba McNicholas, chipped across, and it's to the right hand side, but inside the post and over the bar. It's a good score. Cuba Callaghan was in there causing the damage. In the end, the ball is tapped over the bar from Paul Towie, and it's a point for Mayo to make it 15-9. And now at 6 points, Galway know they have got to somehow try and just stem this momentum. 6 points you might think is a big lead, but you just have to understand the energy here in Tuam that exists at the moment, and a Mayo goal would blow this wide open.
Yeah, and momentum to turn at that stage for Mayo, because extra time now is a big factor in games like this. There may be 4 or 5 minutes being added on, so there's quite a spell to go. But the last defensive, I just noticed that Ross Mahan came in from the sideline. He may not have been on the field for the last Mayo attack. He's just ran in from the dugout area here, right in front of us.
So Galway, maybe temporarily looking to try and get a message into the field, but in order to do that, I think Pori Costello's coming off. He's put in a great shift, 3 points, and he's the man coming off for Owen Mannion. What happened there, Frank, is that Galway brought on a sub without taking anybody off, and Ross Mahon, I think, had come off, and it was a blood sub situation. So a temporary substitution for Galway that has now become a permanent substitution. That's what happened. They couldn't play with 16 men on the field, so Mahon came off in a blood sub. He's back on, and now they've left on Owen Mannion and taken off Pádraig Costello permanently. So that makes a bit of sense. That's, fresh legs.
That sorts it out now at this stage.
15 points to 9. Galway lead. We've got 3.5 minutes to go, but we're going to have a long period of injury time because there's been a lot of stoppages, a lot of substitutions. We could be looking at 5 minutes to be added. Kick out from Burke again. Long to the far side. Tierney drops it. Oh, it was a brilliant kick out. And Tierney just didn't quite manage to get both hands on the ball. He slipped it, and how big a mistake would that be as Mayo come forward and get a free in, and this could be back to 5 if Evan O'Brien gets his hands on this one and puts it over, and he should. Matthew Tierney should have taken that one.
Yeah, great kick out to him. He switched wings for that one, and you just noticed that maybe Orton Burke does favour his left and the left hand side of the field for his kick out. He seldom come to the right, and certainly Matthew was unfortunate to drop that one. The ball is very, very greasy, and conditions a little bit difficult out there, but certainly another easy free now for Evan O'Brien, an easy free for him because he's so good at them.
That's the point. He's 35 yards out, but the way he's been striking them, you'd say he's barred the pressure of the situation. He's 99% sure to get it, and he has. Over the bar from O'Brien, it's back to 15-10. Liam Costello picks up a yellow card, but nonetheless, Galway are just hanging on here a little bit. Mayo have got 4 in a row to go from 15-6 to 15-10, and finally Galway have managed to get a short kick out away to Sean Mulkern, and I don't think Liam Boyle realised it, and he ran away from him, and Galway have got a cheap enough free for a foul on Sean Mulkern, who might do well to go back to his goalkeeper here and just hold possession. He certainly can't afford to try anything risky. Kieran Potter does well up along the line. This is the go-to man, Costello, looking left. Oh, such balance. What a player he is. Costello coming forward. Good tackling though from Oisin Mullen. Takes it off him. And Mayo have it back on their own 45. Now, can they work it up the other end of the field? They can. Galway gets sucked in. Nobody at all in the middle of the field. Where's the midfield gone? Oisin Mullen bursting forward. How many times have we said that? In it goes to the full forward line. A play all across to Mullen. Well blocked down. Great bit of play from Galway again. Last ditch defending has been good. Mike Culhane holding onto the ball needs to find a man.
He needs to find somebody.
And does find a man. He took his time but gets a good ball up. It's opening up now for Rory Cunningham. Cunningham needs to find support. Chips it into the space. The man making the run over there is the other Mannion, Owen. Owen Mannion onto the right. This will lift the roof if he gets it. Owen Mannion goes for a skyscraper. Owen Mannion high. Owen Mannion over the bar. The point of the day. And go. No. The umpire says no.
Umpire says no.
One umpire went for the flag. The other man made the duck down to the right hand side. If there was Hawkeye, we'd have gone to it. But the linesman on the far side is the man who has decided it's not a point. And that's fair enough. He had the best angle.
He had the best angle. And the people on the far side had the best angle. I think it was the people on this side who couldn't really judge that were cheering. But certainly, an attack is welcome from a Galway perspective, just to break that momentum.
And it would have won the game. It would have put Galway 6 up, you'd have thought, with a minute to go. And Mayo's still alive. 5 points down, you might say, but they're going to have 5 or 6 minutes to rescue it. Foul in the middle of the field. It's Evan O'Brien who's going to drive forward with this one. Right footed, lovely ball into space. Mayo have got the overlap, quickly hands. Lovely ball across. Here's a shot, it has to go over for them. It's Kieran Gavin, high, but to the right hand side and wide. And that is a shocker. He's missed that by a country mile. And Oran Burke is taking his time, Martin Mack style, to run over to get that ball. Everything seems to go back to Martin Mack when it comes to the first goalie ever to have tried to waste time with a kick out. But I'm sure there was men long before Marcin who were throwing the ball to one side of the goal to the other to kill a few seconds. Galway make a change and they're taking off the man they brought on. Michael Culhane comes off. In comes Brian Harlow from St. Michael's. And again, this is just using up a few seconds. Horry Joyce is just trying to work down this clock and he just wants to get home at this stage. 15-10, we're in stoppage time. What's the clock going to say? It's going to be at least 5, I'd say, Frank.
Lovely. Lovely catch by Matthew Tierney around the middle.
And Matthew Tierney takes the mark, and that might be that. Brian Harlow coming straight into the game and wins the ball. Harlow needs support. Pops it back. Not a great ball, but Mayo have touched it last. It's a sideline ball for Galway. And you'd have to think at 15-10 and 4 minutes to go, Galway should see this out now. Harlow taking the ball from the sideline. Looking for support. Being urged forward by the Galway mentors. Turns around and has to play a ball all the way back towards Liam Costello, who's got to be in the shortlist for man of the match. He's been everywhere. Brilliant performance from the Milton man. There so too is the St. Brendan's man, Rory Cunningham, free to Galway. And I think Galway now can start to relax a little bit, Frank. 5 points up. 3 minutes to go, that should be enough.
Yeah, what was crucial really was that it was the fourth official with the extra minutes for extra time. But that was only 4 minutes. A little bit surprising.
I thought it'd be a little bit more. Yeah, four minutes. And Mayo will be disappointed with that. But Mayo will bow out, and last year's All-Ireland finalists will be giving way to a new wave of Galway football support, the PJ Brigade. And Pádraig Joyce and his team are heading for an All-Ireland semi-final. And they have a free here now where Matthew Tierney is going to lash it in from distance. Out to the right-hand side, looking to try and get it in towards Brian Harlow. He's underneath it. Gets a good touchdown. He's got a man outside him. It's in Dara Silk, if he can use it. Matthias Barrett is there in support at the corner. Gives it out to Dara Silk. Dara playing it across. Nice ball, but again, loves playing these balls into traffic, but it's just not on.
Yeah, they're fantastic if they work, but you know, he needs to play the percentage game at this time of the game, at this part of the game.
Mayo bursting their way out of defence, but it's really just all guns to the pin now for Mayo as they try and work it forward. But back there is Kieran Potter. What a solid centre back he is. Doing a nice quiet job there for Galway. Liam Costo back again to take the ball and give it to his goalkeeper. Galway needs to get rid of it. Sean Mulkern decides to take the shoulder. He's a big man, just on the borderline of taking too many steps, but does awful well. He's a skillful player. Back it goes to Liam Costo outside to the right. What a pass from Liam Costo, almost overhead. Beautiful bit of play, and there he is to take possession again and give it off to Conor Newell. How they've worked hard well together. Costello, back it goes now towards Brian Harlow. Harlow, only one man to go to. That's back to Costello, to Newell. Galway playing keep ball, and now it's all the way back to Liam Boyle, and Galway can see this one out. 3 minutes of the four have been added on. Frank Morris, we'll ask you for your Galway BFM man of the match in a moment. On a great night for Galway, where the under 16 Camogie girls hammer Cork 320-19 to book their place in the All-Ireland final. Foul on Matthew Tierney, free into Galway, and that will be one of the last acts of this Connacht under 20 football final. Frank, your thoughts on the great Galway performances tonight and your man of the match?
Yeah, very good performance all round, and you'd have to credit, you know, Pádraig Joyce and the mentors that made changes early, and some of the guys that they brought in, particularly Conor Newell, had a huge influence on the game. They all contributed. You know, we go back to Sean McKern's back at full back. He did his job. He wasn't, you know, the key man, Potter, centre back. They all did their job. But, you know, as you mentioned, Liam Costello, he was everywhere. He was everywhere. And I suppose he was the man that lifted the team early on in the game. And for me, he's the Galway BFM man of the match on this occasion.
He got a few crucial scores into the mix as well, Liam Costello. We think of in the early stages when Galway needed a couple of points, he was very much to the fore. But 4 points, all from play. And every blade of grass covered in Tuam Stadium. Dare I say it, Frank, not the toughest decision on man of the match tonight. As Matthew Tierney looks to finish with a flourish. Tierney guides it high. Guides it in past the post. Galway hit 16 points. The clock has reached 34 minutes. And Pádraig Joyce's under-20s are going to be crowned Connacht champions. And listen to the Galway roar when this one finishes. Galway 16 points, Mayo 10 points. Still we play on. We'll have another attack as the Mayo man in the middle of the field with the ball is Kieran Gavin. Looks to drive it forward. Gets it off towards Evan O'Brien, their best player by far tonight, both from freeze and from play. O'Brien, nice hand pass across. Can Mayo finish with what surely would be a consolation goal? Cuba Callaghan plays it across. Back there trying to defend the situation is Costello. So too is Owen McFadden, forcing them out the field. Mayo looking to drop it in around the house. Underneath it, it goes out to the left hand side and wide. Carry too much purchase. And that, my friends, will be that as we count down the seconds. The referee checks with his linesman. The fourth official also has a word in his ear to say the time is up, and we are ready to salute a new provincial under 20 kingpins. Galway, for the first time, will be under 20 champions. If you count under 21 as well, it'll be the 20th time at this age group they will be provincial champions. But the referee blows his whistle, the full time whistle goes. Galway embrace on the sideline, and it's been a perfect year so far for Pádraig Joyce. 4 wins pre-season, 2 out of 2 for Messrs. Dively, Joyce, Scan, et al. On the sideline, all of the sideline team, Liam Salmon, Shane Radigan are there. They've all done a fantastic job. And Galway, we spoke beforehand about having to be better than they were against Roscommon. They were in spades.
They were indeed, and I suppose they improved on that performance. That was probably a little bit disappointing for them on an occasion when things didn't go their way. But on this occasion, despite a little shaky start to the very start of the game where Mayo dominated early on, they really got into it. But that period just before half time, was vital when they stretched the lead from 7-4 to give them a 6-point lead going in at half time. That was a crucial stage in the game, and the couple of scores just after the interval as well put enough daylight between the sides to give them a comfortable cushion as the game went on.
No doubt about it, Galway the better team. They march on as Connacht champions, and who knows where this will take them, but the flashlights are going out on the field as the darkness descends as Galway are crowned Connacht under 20 football champions. So after an epic week of Galway Mayo battles, it's 2-2. The senior ladies and the under 20 lads have done the business, and we look forward to following this team into the All-Ireland series. But from Tuam Stadium, a big thanks to Valerie for allowing us in to bring us another brilliant Galway victory at under 20 level. The Connacht Championship final at under 20 level has finished in a victory for Galway, 16 points to Mayo's 10.